You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Yo, what it is, what it do, where it at?
Yeah, it is at the movie show right here on Active FM.
With your hosts,
Ryan
and Sesh.
Yes. And we would just like to thank every single person that voted for us, because we won, we tied with All Things Girls for the most interesting topical show.
Yes.
Of 2020. Yeah.
Right.
So we just want to say thank you to every single person that voted. We really appreciate it.
And if I knew your names, I would say them now.
Mm-hmm, individually.
Each and every one of them.
All of them.
I would. In fact, we would do a whole show on it.
Right. But we just really wanted to say thank you very, very much. And because you love us so much and you voted for us to be the most interesting show of 2020, we thought we would give you the best movie show of all time. And this is going to be the best movie show of all time. I am stating it before we even started.
Absolutely, because we watched a really brilliant movie.
Oh my goodness.
This was a movie Sashi thought that we had done.
No, I didn't. I knew we hadn't done it. Because I knew you hadn't watched it.
Oh, it wasn't Tenant. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I thought, so last week we did Murder on the Orient Express. That I thought we had done a review on that one, which we didn't.
Yes, that's right.
But then we fixed ourselves and we did it last week. Enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed it.
You see?
I watched it three times and enjoyed it all three times. And then this week, we are finally doing Tenant. So Ryan has finally watched Tenant. Thank you, Ryan. Round of applause for Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you. Sound effect, please.
Yes.
Thanks.
And, oh my goodness, you know how I've always said I don't have a favorite movie. I have a list of favorite movies. Because you can't say, oh no, do you get what I'm saying? This one, I think it's hit number one.
I wanted to watch this movie this morning before we recorded again.
For real?
I really did. I was just like, I have to see this movie again because, yeah.
No, this movie is amazing.
I can't, you know what? There's something about this movie. It takes you. So for those who have been listening for a while to our shows, you know that I don't like to watch.
Predictable.
No. The trailer.
Oh, trailer.
I don't want to read the synopsis. I don't want to know. I just like to put it in.
And watch
it. You sort of know what genre it is and you watch it and you just let the movie take you on the journey.
Yeah.
And this movie.
Movie takes you on a journey.
There is depth to this movie. There is so much depth. You're sitting, you're like, oh my word, is this just, you know what?
Can I be honest? We went to watch this in cinemas because I found out about this movie, I think it was last year, because I was looking at Christopher Nolan's films and then I saw that his next film was Tenet coming out in 2020. So I was waiting for this film. I anticipated this film, watched the trailer, followed them on Instagram, did everything. And then it came out in South Africa. We were still in a level of lockdown. Well, we are still in lockdown, but never won. But at that stage, we were in a higher level of lockdown. But luckily, the cinemas were open. And I was like, we are going to watch Tenant in cinemas. So we went, and I promise you, there were parts in the film I literally wanted to scream in that cinema house. I was so like, you know, you're like, this movie. This movie is brilliant. This movie is. I couldn't. I was sitting there. I was just like, this is cinema. This is proper cinema. No, this movie is amazing.
You know, when I was watching the film, I was watching it with a pair of Bluetooth, good Sony headphones. And these things have bass. And I cannot tell you the experience of just the sound alone.
Right?
But the thing is, you know what? This is one of those movies, okay? I don't like to hear someone's comment on a movie before I watch it, because it sets up expectations.
Yes. Which are often not met.
Yeah.
I remember that one Star Wars that came out. Everyone made such a big deal of it. I was like, this is going to be amazing. We went to watch it and I was like,
exactly.
It was good, but it wasn't
So it sets up expectations for you, and then you go and you let down because your expectation level was maybe too high.
Yeah.
This movie is freaking brilliant.
Oh my word.
You cannot, your expectation will always be below
too low,
what you expect because
You cannot expect my brain, this movie.
This whole movie, yes. My brain was just sitting there, and I'm just like, wait, what? No, hang on. I'm trying to, like, just, can someone pause? No, I don't want to pause, because right? I'm trying to get to grips with what is going on. And you know what? Like, 3/4 of the movie, I felt like I was lost, like I was left behind. I was just like, okay, look, I understand what's going on, but I don't know the technical part of why they're going there. And then there's like the almost final part of the film that happens, and everything just comes to you like, okay, yeah. I get it now. Oh my word. So that's, oh wow. You're just like, wow. And for people who are into like physics and stuff like that, this movie is going to shoot you. It's going to finish you off. In fact, I've got a friend who I want him to go see. I want him to see this film, because and afterwards we're going to sit down and I'm going to be like, okay, all right, sir, please. Because even he's going to sit there and he's going to be like, that's right. Yeah. That's basically, you know, have you ever thought about it? If someone goes back in time, we always imagine that they just jump.
Yeah.
This movie, if you go back in time, like, that's exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This whole film is about, so instead of, it's kind of like time warping. They call it inversion. So it's actually everything's inverted. But this film, you have to, people, please go watch this film. But I would just like to, I asked Ryan this question already and he answered me. So 2 weeks back, we did a movie review on Greenland. And in that show, Ryan mentioned that there was someone who said that Greenland was better than Tenet. And I obviously flipped because I was like, there is no way. There is no movie better than Tenet.
Not a chance.
Thank you. Ryan now agrees with me, so...
Not even Avengers.
Not even the MCU has
beaten this.
This film is brilliant.
And you know what's crazy, eh? What makes this movie so good is the experience. Not
yes.
The story's like, okay, cool, but the experience of the film.
And
so
that's,
guess what?
That's Christopher Nolan. That's the director.
You can't spoil this movie. Mm-hmm. It's like a ride. I can't
it
tell you.
It is a ride.
I went on the Anaconda at Gold Reef City theme park, yeah, in Johannesburg. Yeah, I know. It was cool. The one ride, you feel like you're like upside down. And then it's just not the same.
You feel this movie.
Actually, what was it like in cinema? Because I was sitting
amazing.
There.
It was.
I
wanted to scream, right? I have never wanted to scream in a movie house. I want everyone to be dead silent so we can all enjoy the movie. That's me in movie houses. I wanted to scream. I was literally sitting there like,
Which part? Which, like, was it around a specific part or was it throughout the whole film?
The whole film was brilliant. I loved it. I remember one of the specific parts. So the whole film is on inversion. And one part, what they do is they keep switching between normal time and then inverted time. But what they did in that sequence, and it's an action sequence, so it's literally they're jumping from one to the other. What they did was whenever they were in the inverted time, they reversed the music. Now, as an editor, if you are an editor and you've... Because you do that. Sometimes you play stuff backwards and people even laugh because you make English sound like another language. But you know there's a sound. There's a specific sound. You can hear that it's playing backwards. And they literally did that. They would switch... At that point, I was just like, no.
The impact.
No.
And it's not just the music. It's you feel, before you even realize that the music's playing background, you feel backwards.
Yes.
You're sitting there and you're like, wait, something, what? Something just feels so backwards. Yeah. And like, you're like, wait. And you hear the accents.
Yes.
And you're like.
It was brilliant.
What? And it's like cinematic music.
Yes.
So it's not like you hear people singing backwards or the drums playing backwards. It's cinematic. It's those impacts and those like
accents,
like
the
synths.
It was amazing. This film. It is directed by Christopher Nolan. He is officially my favorite director. He takes it.
I'm gonna go see what other movies he's done. I'm literally gonna go sit down and I'm gonna say.
He did Dunkirk. He did Inception.
Sure.
He did one, the Dark Knight Rises. He did Dark Knight Rises.
Inception. I need to go see Inception. Like, I've sort of seen parts of it, but I've never watched it from beginning to
But for me, still, Tenet is his best.
Wow.
For me, Tenet. The other films, I enjoyed Dunkirk. I really did enjoy Dunkirk. Dunkirk's not everyone's cup of tea, though, because it's with that one, he jumps in time. So you can get lost in that one. And also, it's a war film, and not everyone likes war films. This film is...
I think with Dunkirk, I remember being stuck to the story.
Mm.
Yeah, I wasn't really getting the time back and forth thing. I was just like, I was sort of getting the overall story of it. But Tenet was like a...
No, Tenet was crazy.
It was like a ride.
Tenet was literally crazy. But one of the things Christopher Nolan actually said is, with each film, you build on from the next one. So every time you make a film, he actually says, I challenge myself to do something better, or to improve, or to give the audience something they've never seen before. So that's why, and you can see it. You can see literally, it's almost like every film he brings out is just better and better. And but if you have not watched Tenet, you need to go and watch Tenet. It is the best film of 2020 by far. And for me personally, it is my favorite film ever. And I've never said that. I've never said that about a film. I've always been like, you can't put it on one film. This film.
Yeah.
This film. I don't know if a film will ever beat this. The experience it takes you on. This film is an experience. You hear that the actors in interviews. No, the movie is it's an experience. This film is an experience.
Yeah.
You don't just watch the story. They take you through the story. Yeah. You're in the story. No, it's amazing. It really is. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I have to confess, I actually fought with my family in the beginning of this film because my kids are making a noise, and I'm just like sitting there, I'm like, guys, eventually I just send my kids to bed. I'm like, go to bed. I pause the film, and I think that's the thing, I put on my headphones.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did because, you know, if you've got to, like, can I just recommend it? But personally, I love watching a movie with headphones just because you get the proper stereo.
I watched it the first time I watched it in cinemas. I then watched it again now for the movie show, and I watched it with earphones on. And it's amazing.
Sure.
So just to let you know, the budget for this film. Now I found this quite interesting. So this film, it's called an original film. So the reason they call it that is because it's a standalone film. It's not like a series. So for example, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is not an original film. It's got sequels and in other words, there's more to the franchise. Whereas for this, it's an original film. So this is what they say. It goes without saying that Nolan is one of the most celebrated directors working in Hollywood today. As a result, whatever the director wants, the director gets. So despite it being an original movie, which is generally cheaper than blockbuster franchise tentpoles. So normally, if it's a franchise, it naturally they'll put more budget to it. But, however, even though this film wasn't, it was an original film, the studio gave Nolan a budget of $205 million to work with. This is a huge budget for an original movie, making it the most expensive original movie of all time. While movies like Endgame received a higher budget, they're far more likely to attract a wide audience due to the brand/name recognition. The fact that an original movie was given this budget shows how much the studio values Nolan.
Yeah, that's true.
So the budget, this is the most expensive original movie of all time. So the budget was $205 million. The box office, and remember this is in 2019 with the COVID pandemic, the box office was $357.8 million.
They almost doubled.
They almost doubled. And I personally, I still think, because I don't think a lot of people have actually seen Tenet. So I think that still can increase. But it just shows you how Christopher Nolan is respected as a director, because studios trust him. They say, we can trust him with this much, so they give it to him.
Yeah.
And then the cast. So the main actor, the protagonist, and the funny thing is this, the protagonist's name is the protagonist.
That's his name.
He doesn't have a name. He's literally called the protagonist. Yeah. He's played by John David Washington. He is Denzel Washington's son. So I didn't know Denzel Washington had a son. Didn't know Denzel Washington's son acted, but now we do. It's Denzel Washington's son. And then Robert Pattinson, I thoroughly enjoyed him in this film again. He was really good.
I enjoyed his character.
Yes, he was really cool. Yeah, I also enjoyed it. Yeah. And then there was the female protagonist or lead role was Elizabeth Debicki. I think that's how you pronounce her surname. She played Kat. And then we have Kenneth Branagh. That's how you pronounce his surname.
Last week we
slaughtered his surname. It's Branagh. He was in it. So he directed and acted in Murder of the Orient Express. And he acted in this film as well. I did not know he acted in this film. That guy is a brilliant actor. He's not the same person. You watch him in one film and then you watch him in another film and it's like you're watching two different people.
Yeah.
He is brilliant. So the acting was for me, Ryan, I know you, Ryan can give his opinion now. For me, I enjoyed the acting. Also, Michael Caine was in it. But he is yes, aged.
That's right. I also saw him. I was like, oh my word.
When I saw him, I was like, sure, he's actually frail.
He's actually frail now.
I think he, even in the way he speaks, he's got a little bit of a lisp in the way
type of thing.
But it was a shame. He was in one scene. It was good. It was nice to see him. But he, yeah, so the there was a strong cast within the film.
Very, very good strong cast. I would say Kenneth, that guy is officially like one of my favorite actors.
Right.
Just because, you know, there's this thing that happens when you hear someone's in a movie, they've got a role that they go along. This guy's like another, what is his name that plays Schmeagol? What is his name?
Oh, Andy Serkis.
Yeah, he's in that category where you don't know what to expect from him. Because he's Russian. In the Murder on the Oriental Express.
He's Belgian.
And then this guy is actually an Irish. He's actually Irish.
Mm.
And I was saying to Sesh that, you know, the thing about this guy that makes him so different, if you look at his face expressions, in this movie he's Russian, so everything is low. His whole face expression is down. And even like the way it's like, oh my word. And then in the other one, in the murder, he's got this very up and look.
That's why you don't think it's the same person.
Yeah.
And prosthetic makeup can't do that. That's him as an actor.
It is, well, besides the beard. I mean,
But otherwise.
I wonder if he really grew his beard in this, because obviously he was Russian. He had this very thick beard.
Yeah.
Like just perfectly 100% like trimmed. Right, smoothly, equally all across. But he was so good in this. And the thing that I enjoy about this guy is he's got a very detailed, like he's very attentive to every bit of detail in every. And that's exactly what made Murder on the Oriental Express so good, because of the detail and you know what he put into it. Like I said, that Robert Pattinson. I enjoy. I don't know why. There was just something about his character. I was just like,
yeah, he was very good. I enjoyed him in this one.
He's very light on screen. Whenever you see him, he's just like, I'm like, this guy's not the bad guy. I can just tell he's not the bad guy. He can't be the bad guy. But
he almost had an awkwardness to him.
He did,
which he doesn't normally have.
Yeah,
like the way it was very. Even I enjoyed the way they dressed him. Like they really brought across his character, even in the way that, like, his style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing in the movie I remember now is that people just rocked up just to help this guy. Because he was obviously investigating, right? The protagonist.
Mm.
He's investigating and these people are just coming out with like deep information. I'm like, yeah? Okay.
But that's one of the things I enjoyed about this film was it was quick.
It moved.
The scenes were not long. Literally, sometimes you felt like you were like, wait, what? Like, literally, it was four sentences done. And that's proper script writing. That you don't want long, talky scenes where you want to show the audience what needs to happen instead of talking about it.
Yeah.
And they did that. Like, the way it moved. Like, the pacing was very good. They call it beats. The beats were very good within the film.
Look, I think for an action movie, definitely. Yeah. You wanted to move on. You wanted to, you know, not too much detail, blah, 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 etc. But with what I was saying was that John David Washington, I don't know, there was just something that wasn't, I was just like, I'm not sure. There's just something not right. Maybe it is who he is in the actual movie. Maybe I need to go see the other films. But I almost felt like he was a bit, sure. I don't know what word I can use for it. The best, and it might be a bit too strong, but there's just this slight bit of, because obviously he's this investigator, right? I mean, this guy can fight.
Yeah.
You can see he comes in hand and he just beats everyone. Mm. He beats him up. He knows what he's doing. He's very clever. He knows where to find things. If he's your bodyguard, he's going to do very well with you.
Yeah.
And there was just this very like little bit of this like immature feel. I don't know how to explain. Just even his posture, the way his body posture was, the way he handles certain things. I don't know if that's maybe that character specifically. Yeah. But it wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't very bad. I wasn't like troubled by it or anything like that. I was just like, okay. He was a very likable character within the film as well. So that was like, okay, cool.
And
very nice.
The stunts were, they said the stunts were crazy. The
stunts were crazy.
So he pulled them off very, very, very well. The stunts
were crazy. I'm sure his dad helped him a lot with some of it. Because, I mean, his dad has also been, Denzel Washington is also, he's also an action junkie.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, Skeet Scorp and Dirt Mark movies. So, dead, shoot.
Shoot.
Kick, shoot, and dead make.
That is movies. The Afrikaans translation for you.
Yeah.
So some facts very quickly. Do you know the level of secrecy on this production was crazy? Do you know that Sir Michael Caine, was only allowed to read his section of the script? He didn't read the rest of the script. And Robert Pattinson and John David Washington, they were both allowed to read the full script, obviously because they needed to know the storyline, but they had to read it in a locked room at the Warner Brothers studio. That's the level of secrecy that was on this film. Like, there was like nothing. They didn't let anything out, which I think is pretty cool. And then this is crazy. This I was like, what? The cast really had to act backwards. So there were two elements to this,
Wait,
right?
I was just about to ask about that. I'm like, okay. Because Christopher Nolan is not, he'll use effects if it's absolutely
necessary. Yeah, but otherwise he'll avoid it at all costs.
As in computer effects, yeah. If it's absolutely, absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
But you'll probably find he hardly uses it. So
Tenet deals with the concept of inversion, meaning that certain events play out backwards. This is seen in the final cut where some sequences had actors either speaking in reverse or moving in reverse while others were moving correctly. In some situations, the actor actually had to learn the reverse of their choreography. So the fight scenes, the reversed fight scenes, they were choreographed like that. So literally they had to throw a punch backwards. Literally it was crazy.
Yeah.
So the fighting sequence, they didn't film them and then play them backwards. That's not what they did. The actors actually had to do the choreography backwards. But this, I was finished. Kenneth Branagh, in particular, had to learn to speak his lines backwards in a Russian accent. I thought they just reversed him. He didn't. He spoke backwards in a Russian accent. Who does that?
My mic is not dead. I'm just speechless.
When I read that, I was like, what? Like, what? I was like, oh my goodness, this guy.
Do you think how well does he know Russian? Because maybe when you're first learning a language, it's a bit easier.
No, in a Russian accent. So you had to put on an accent, then you had to speak English backwards. So there was a part in the film, you know, when they were speaking across that glass.
But yes.
You heard the normal.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That is crazy.
These are good facts to actually know because going to go watch this film.
I want to watch it a third time.
Let's see, when am I going to have free time? Tonight? No. I'm definitely watching this film.
No, it was crazy.
Yeah. And because when I first started watching the movie, like I said, my wife was with me. And she's like on her phone. And the next minute she just looked, she's like, what just happened? What was that? I'm like, shh, lovey, just, I don't know. I haven't seen this film before. She's like, wait, I don't understand. I'm like, me neither. This is so good.
Oh, no, you have to just plug in if you watch the film because otherwise you will be like lost.
It was with the bullet.
Yes.
And how the bullet, and it was just like, what?
No, it was crazy.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Those bullets went through that thing that shifts the whatever.
So yes. So they were inverted.
Those bullets are from the past.
No, they're from the future.
Yes, from the.
Because he called.
Yes,
them.
You're right.
So instead of shooting,
they're
the bullet,
from the future. So somebody brought it back from the future. So that bullet is still because it was a physics matter thing that had inverted the. Mm. Wow, sure.
No, it was crazy. So we did mention that Tenet was made 100%. With practical stunts and effects. In other words, there was no CG in the film. Everything was done for real. If you saw it, it happened. If it was there, it wasn't green screen. It was there. In fact, I was watching an interview. The production designer literally said, our method of visual effects, so visual effects is on-screen effects, so that's CG, animation, etc. He said, our method of visual effects is try and do everything without them.
Yes.
That was his method.
In
that's
camera.
That's Christopher Nolan. So literally everything you see happened. And Christopher Nolan thought about Tenet for nearly 20 years. So this film has been in his mind for the last 20 years. You can see, though, it's so complicated, the storyline and everything, but he's been wanting to make it for 20 years. The plane that crashed in the film was real. So what happened was Christopher Nolan thought that they would just crash a miniature, so they were going to do it. But so they do that sometimes. They downscale.
Well,
and
it's still in camera tricks. Yeah, it's still for real. Yeah.
But it's not a real size plane. It's a miniature. But they realized it would actually just be cheaper to buy a disused plane and crash it into a real building. So they did that. But this isn't the first time Christopher Nolan's done that. He also did it in The Dark Knight Rises in the beginning as well. There was a plane that was crashed.
So he's done it before.
Yeah, he's done it before. He's just a plane crasher. I want to be like that when I grow up. One day I want to crash a plane on a film.
We said that this guy's like Michael Bay. No, Michael Bay is like him.
No, it is. The original title for this film was actually Merry-Go-Round instead of Tenant. Which does make sense, but I'm glad they didn't go with it.
So the original movie, sounds...
Yes, it's like... So I'm glad they went with Tenant, because...
Where does Tenant come from?
I think the word... Because if you spell Tenant backwards, it's still Tenant. So I think that's why they played on it.
Cool. Ah,
but
nice.
Tenant is also a scientific... the film is as scientifically accurate as possible. So it is... a science fiction movie, which means it's not completely, you know, like The Matrix, for example. There's science in it, but it's not like 100%. However, Christopher Nolan actually asked a physicist, Kip Thorne, to read through the script and offer some help in working through the concepts at hand. So, in other words, it is as realistic as possible.
That's the part that I never... That was the part that I was lost.
Yeah. Because which naturally we would be, because we're not physicists.
Yeah, I was just sitting there and I'm like, okay, I don't understand what they're talking. Like, you were saying that how do I put this? The person your real person and your inverted person must never touch each other. And then they were explaining some physical. Yeah. And the thing that was going through my mind because this is what they did. They went backwards in time. After the girl got shot, they went backwards in time. Then they got to a part where they started going forward again. Because they got to the airport, and then they went through that thing again.
Yes,
then
they
were going
forward. Yes.
Which means that in the forward world, there was two of them. The one of them was ahead, and the other one was there. It was just like, which explains movie.
But I watched this movie, the second time watching this movie, I caught things I never caught the first
time.
Yeah,
you would.
So this is one of those films where you actually want to watch it more than once, because every time you watch it, you're like, oh, that's what happens.
So my goal is to watch this movie five times,
right?
No, 10 times.
Just to get everything.
10 minutes. So 10. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch this movie 10 times in the next 4 weeks.
That is deep.
Now, I've got a question. If everything was done in real effects, there's two sequences I'm thinking about. I'm like, but how did they do that then? They must have reversed. The plane blows up. They go back and then you see the engine blown up in reverse.
Yeah. No, I think they did reverse at times.
Yes, and then...
But they didn't reverse... Because even the ship... Remember when you saw the ship, there was a specific shot...
And even
the
waves were...
But they had inverted...
Yes.
So that
makes
sense. I
think
they filmed it, and then they reversed it in editing.
And then there's obviously the part where the car turned over.
Yes.
So he saw him... So when he was driving on the highway forward, he saw the car turn over.
Yeah. But the car was... They flipped the car.
Yeah.
So it's not like the car was
there you
CG.
Go. Okay.
It's
all right,
just
so
that they reversed... So all they did was editing, which I don't think counts as visual effects, because that's...
Know, snip, right-click, reverse.
Playback. Cool.
Done.
Next.
Exactly.
Editors must love Christopher Nolan, because they're just like, this guy's brilliant. Look,
they're the effects company there. They have to make sure that everything plays out really well.
Yeah. And then the last fact is Kat, who's the female protagonist. That role was specifically written for Elizabeth, the actress who acted it out. So... When they wrote the script, they actually wrote it with her in mind. However, the French-Australian actress was offered the role by Nolan, but she insisted on auditioning so that she felt she had earned the part. Nolan's decision came about when his producing partner and wife, Emma Thomas, insisted that he rewrite the part of Kat for her after watching her in Widows. So I've actually never seen her before, but how tall is she?
She is tall,
She's tall. I was like... This is one tall person. She's like long and tall. But the other thing, the last thing I'd like to mention, because there's so much we can mention. Unfortunately, we run out of time. But the last thing I want to mention is the locations. The film's locations were amazing. Literally, you went everywhere. You went to India. You went to... You were everywhere. And they went to these locations. They actually... There was no sets. There was no... production house where they built up sets, everything, they went there and did it. Nolan said the reason he wanted to do it was he wanted the audience to get that this event would affect the whole world. So, you know, normally, like, end of the world, you just see America or something.
The Americans.
Yeah, exactly. This, in fact, I don't even know if they were in America at any point. They might have been, but I don't know. I don't think they were. They might have been, but I don't recall any.
They don't state a country, eh?
No, but the locations that they went, it was crazy. And literally, do you know, there was a sequence on the highway. They shut down an 8-kilometer highway for 3 weeks to film that sequence. They shut a highway down.
That was a killer. You know what? The thing I loved about that was that he drives in verse, and the awkwardness, the feeling of
it. Yes. No, that there's so many good sequences in this film. You can't, like, you need to go and watch this film. Please go watch this film.
Did you recognize another actor from a previous movie?
Which one?
I don't know if we had. Did we ever do the movie yesterday?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, no, wait. I don't know if we did it on the movie show. But yes.
Hamish, I think it's Patel, yeah.
He was nice in the film.
I'm like, hey,
well.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and he's like a comedian, the other one. I'm like, yes, he's the serious guy. Whenever you see him, he's just like.
Yes, he was very.
Then there he goes. Then he carries on. Then you see him now and then, like his serious role, yeah.
No, this film is brilliant. Please go watch this film. It is one of, if not the best, I feel like it is the best film.
Yeah.
It is my favorite film.
You can expect great things from this film. I promise you.
You still won't expect. What you'll get. It's brilliant.
It's definitely an experience.
Yes. So this has been the movie show right here on Active FM. If you love Active FM, which we know you do, please go check us out on all of our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Gab, and we are on WhatsApp. You can get our number on our Instagram bio. Plus, we have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
And of course, if you're a Spotify subscriber, yep, we are there too. Go look for us, Active FM, as well on YouTube. If you are a YouTube subscriber, yep, you do get subscriptions. Go check it out. We are on there on two channels, Active FM and as well as Active TV. On Active TV, you actually want to definitely subscribe to that one.
You do.
You do not want to not subscribe to that one. Because
I would
if
like
you
to
do,
tell you why you'd like to subscribe to that one.
Please tell us.
Because Ryan does these freaking awesome Blender tutorials.
Yeah.
He does them. And you can learn to animate.
Do Blender.
Do Blender. Blender is awesome.
3D.
3D is
work.
Awesome.
That's right. You can do.
Unless you want to be like Christopher Nolan. I feel like I want to be like Christopher Nolan and want to crash planes for real.
If you just. You
but
need
sometimes the budget doesn't allow for the real plane.
You need a demo to show us how it's going to look like on camera. So we'll just create the control, what they call it. Yes.
The demo.
The previews. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm, there we go.
So yes, on YouTube, you want to go subscribe to that. Go check out the playlist. I'm not going to tell you why because there are tons of stuff there for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you own an Android phone or an Apple iPhone, on Apple iPhone, you know that podcast app that you always wondered, why is this blooming thing here? Yes. Well, go in there. Go look for Active FM. Subscribe for it. We'll notify you whenever a new show comes out. Any of the other shows, yes. And then as well as Google Podcast. It's called Google Podcast. You go look for the app. You need to download it. I don't know why Google didn't put it on there for you.
Right.
You know, ask them somewhere on Twitter because you can't get hold of them. Anyway, and you can also subscribe to Active FM over there. And then that is that for that. So you see, we're everywhere. There's no reason why you should not listen to a show.
No reason at all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when I've watched 10 Tenants, I will notify you on one of the shows.
Right. So do listen out for that. But go watch Tenants.
Yes.
We will be back next week for the movie show.
Yo, listen to it. Here on the movie show next week on Active FM. Don't miss out. Be there. Download and listen with your friends.
That was nice, Ryan.
Yes.
Another round.
That's what I heard. thank you. Thank you. Sound effect, please. Thank you. Yeah. So with Sash.
And Ryan.
Cheers.
Peace out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.